Let's expand greatly what we spoke about yesterday. Listen carefully. A lot of you came to ask me, I would say a cliche of all types of questions, but you all asked me the same thing last night. Hefta Gavra. I'll explain, okay? Places over here, Issachar. We'll start from scratch, okay? I'm coming from a different direction today, and there should bear with me. Place over here asks that Ali Zach Pod over here, the Chometz has to be yours. The Chometz is not yours, you're not over. I think the other will agree with me, okay? That the Pashtus is, it's in the Maisa there. In order to be over by your Matzi, not in order to be over. The favor by your Matzi is that you're holding Chometz, you have Chometz. What's good, you have Chometz? A box of beer landed in my backyard. That's called I have chametz. Sotsumir. It's not my beer. I didn't put it there. I didn't take a chayas on it. I'm not a shamer. Landed. So the pasuk said is that the pasuk has to be yours. What's called you have chametz? Lay roll the chal. Don't have chametz on Pesach. That's a vera. You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Okay? That's a good way of saying it. You're not allowed to own chametz. That's the vera. The vera is the owning. I think everybody will agree on a fifth grade level, that's the pshantas gemara. Okay? Lafuki what? If it's not yours, Efker, Goy, another Yisrael, Gavaya. By the way, that's the most of you shine and learn. It's not yours. Finished. That's the most of Shah in the Gemara. And what that means is, like I've explained to you all of you the last few days, and in here in Shir, that Vera is to own it. That's that Vera. So I have a kasha. I want to start over again. Tosfos has a kasha and says, you know, we see by challah that to go be my things, you need to psukim. I want to ignore for a moment the Shagazai's question. Okay. So he says, I see that when you want to go be my nachri and gavoy, you need to psukim. I want to put down on the table what my ikar message is today. Let's say I accept the kasha. I ignore the Shagazai's kasha over there. It's like this and over here. It's like that. I don't understand. I want to ask a simple kasha. What could be the reason why I would need two psukim for an ochre and gavoy? The Torah says it has to be yours. If it's not yours, it's not yours. That's how I want to start off today's proceeding. I'll accept Tesis kasha, but Tesis wanted to bring a raya. I mean, there's no shadow about it that the baseline of Leirol Lecha is that in order to go over Leirol Lecha, you have to own the chametz. That's that favor, by the way. The favor is the guy owned chametz on the face of. What do you get Malkus for? Okay, let's say you get Malkus. The Rambam says you get Malkus when you did a Maisa. Okay? The Rambam says you get Malkus when you did a Maisa. What do you get Malkus for? Because you own chametz. That's that favor. So I understand. So Tosfos says, I have a raya from challah. I'm not getting into the question of, is the raya from challah good raya? The Shagazai time, there's no raya from challah because challah is a different entity. What is that? What does Tosfos want to prove? That you need two psukim, one for Mimayat and Nochi, one for Mimayat and Gavoya? Really? Why? The Torah says it has to be yours. If Zavir is being yours, so why should I need a pasuk for Nochi? Why should I need a pasuk for Gavoya? What is the Havamid of Tosfos? Forget about where Tosfos proved it from. I want to go to the heart of the issue. Laws of where Tosfos proved it from. Tosfos proved it from challah, but what did he want? Vos viller. He wants that a person should have to have two psukim to be mamayit nachim. Why in the world would I need? Why would I need two psukim? Forget about what his raya was. Why would I need two psukim? It says lacha. You're here because it's yours. Have a good day. But don't pella. In order to explain this, I want to be magdim another zach. The Shagasarye got up and asked the kasha, and he said, he doesn't understand Bechlal what Tosfos kasha is. Hello, you want to go prove to me that when you have a din of lecha, you need one pasuk for nachri, one pasuk for gavoya? We are proving it from challah. By challah, there's no din of lecha. You're over on somebody else's challah also. Somebody else's isa. That was the Shagasai's kasha. Shagasai's kasha, why he did not focus on what I just asked in question number one. Why in the world would I need to psukim? The Shagasai's question focused on, really bring me a rai from challah? From challah, you want to bring me a rai that lecha requires specific miyutim? There's no rai over there, there's no din of lecha. So that was the Shagazari's kasha on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos ask? Where did it ever arrive from? One second. Everything's fine. I said over Shagazari. You want to say it?
First question.
I didn't ask a question. I said that Tosfos held that when I know that. I know that it was based on Tosfos. I'm asking on that. Tosfos. When the Torah says yours, why in the world would I need to psukim? I know that. I knew he bought a, I said he bought a good rye from Chalav. I'm trying to understand what's the pshat there. If it says it has to be yours, it has to be yours. That's our number one. That's what I said about price. Yeah? That's what I'm asking. What's the pshat there? If it has to be yours, it has to be yours. Well, why in the world would I need to psukim? I'm going to explain about Chalav. In order to answer this, I want to put the Shagasai back on the table. What does Shagasai say? Waving me a rye that you need to psukim for Lachal. From Chalav. In fact, the Shagas, hey, what do you mean? And the Torah says l'chol, l'chol means l'chol. Over there, there's no din of l'chol. I say tifer. Well, I don't know there's no din of l'chol because you chayv to yimafer shchal even if it's not your dom. Says the Shagas, so why are you potter by nofri? Because it's a goyis. And why are you potter by gavoya? Because it's hegdish. For that you need two psukim. It means the problem, say it bluntly, the problem of gavoya, says the Shagas, is not that it's a lack of l'chol. It's because it's gavoya. The problem of Nochri is not because it's not Lachor, it's because it's Nochri. So of course you need two psukim, one for Nochri, one for Gavaya. But over here where the Torah says it has to be yours, it has to be yours. That's the Shagasai's question. Ha'emes Yerid Darkri, however, is that we have a raya, not like the Shagasai, not just from the fact that the raya from Chala doesn't make sense. T.S. he says, I have a terrace on Tosis Kasha. It's much more severe than that. There's a much stronger raya from Tosfos, not like the Shagas Arya's Hanocha. I'll tell you what it is. It's a raya she'ain ola tshuva. The kasha that Shagas Arya asks is a kasha. What was Tosfos' kasha to bring a raya from Chala that you need two psukim? Chala, you can't compare Chala to Chametz because the Chametz is a din of l'cha. So you don't need two psukim over there. You do. What's your raya? The kasha is much worse. But Asbir is vori. In the end of the next place is Divya Maskum Bishom. I'm going to tell you an astounding zach, which is the heart of this piece, the heart of this sugya. In the next place, Mishum Tiksiv L'chol Chatrei Zimni, the Gemara was handling that there are two levels of a goy. There's a goy kibashta, there's a goy kibashta. There's different levels of how much the goy is under your control, how much is the goy called yours or not. What about a nochri that's kibashtoi? What about a nochri that's under my control? Maybe it's called l'cha. Maybe it's called l'cha. So the pasuk says, no, it's not called l'cha, extra l'cha, etc. Tosfos asks, in the end of Tosfos, Akash of Rabbeinu Tam. He says, you know, it's very strange. There are many places, Cholot Erekula, Befrat, he brings on a Gemara in Chulin. But the Gemara learns out that what types of places where you're only Chayiv, if the Dgoncho belongs to you, the Gemara of this Truma, and the Beischo you Chayiv, the Sotcho, Peyo, there's all types of things you're only Chayiv if it's yours. If it's a Nachri, it's not Chayiv. We don't find anywhere in Shas, says Rabbeinu Tam, that I need an extra pasuk for kibashtoi and loikibashtoi. What happens if the guy is under your domination? Maybe it's called yours even though it's not yours. A strange gemara in Avham and Beis, the gemara begins a journey that maybe if it's not yours but it's kibashtoi, it's under your domination, that's called lecha. Rashi says, Ahavmina memoina kimamoincha. If it's kimah yours, he's under your thumb. Taisa says, I would think it's called lecha. Says, Reinu Tam, Psalmod Namaisa. The Choter are cooler. There's all types of Gemaras. The Gemaras Mimai. It has to be yours and not a goy. In fact, this Gemaras it's a two-blot Gemara in Chulin. Peya, Rishis Hageiz, Truma, Meisrus, Bechayrus. The one learns that it says Lacha, Beischa, Degoncha, Bel. Nobody comes along and says them. What about if it's a goy and it's Kibashta? Maybe it's called yours. Maybe you have to give Peya if the field belongs to a goy and he's under your control. Maybe you have to give Rishis Hageiz if the Shapsalach belongs to a goy and he's under your control. Maybe you have to give Truma if the field and the Tvua is under your control. I've never heard such a thing. What's up? It's Mitamol over here. All of a sudden it broke out as a Havamina. No, in Shas was there Havamina that a Nachri Shekibashta who's under your thumb is called Bacha that I need a Mir for it. So Tosfos answers. He brings down a Rajbo answers. Tosfos answers, unbelievable chiddush. One second. Tosfos and Ochanami. This is the source to B'chol HaTeru Kula, that Nochri Shekibashna, Lekibashna is the same. In Ochanami, in all these places, all over Shas, whenever the Gemara says it has to be yours and not a goy's, the Gemara could have had a Havamina of Marvakibashtoi. Maybe when he's under the thumb, it's called yours. And over here we have an extra Lachol, which teaches me not like that. So it's a Gila to B'chol HaTeru Kula. It has to be yours. No Kibashna, no gray areas. Then Tosfos drops a bomb and he says, V'chein yesh letaris, masha hiksha, rav, rav, yankiv, dero lines, mero sezechem. The helig of yankiv, dero lines. You know he was buried? Where? It's already a dagger that you know that Orleans is in France, not New Orleans. You know, he was buried in London. He was killed by the mob during the Crusades. with most of the Bali Tosfos in. You know that? Most of the Bali Tosfos were killed during the Crusades, but he was buried in London. Anyway, we saw it off Kiddush Hashem. So, success of Devois Bekever, yeah? The Hedlig of Yankov Alains lives on. The Kaddish of Yankov Alains asked a famous kasha that shook the world. He said, why is it that by Chala I need two psukim for Gavoyah and for Nachri? Yeah? Why is it that by Chala I need two psukim for Gavoyah and for Nachri? And by Chometz I don't need it. So he says, I have a new Teretz. You heard the Teretz he says? He says, Anucharami. Avada. It says, Lachal by Chometz. And it says one pasuk for Gavoya, one pasuk for Nochri. Once I know in Chala that Gavoya and Nochri is called Arisa Isechem, that's a Gila for Chometz. You already answered, he has a new testament about also Yankov de Alain's Kasha, that we see that you need two pasuk and one for Gavoya, one for Nochri, and over here, Mitamol, one Lacha does the job. Says Taisus, I have a new Taretz. The same way by Kibashta and Loi Kibashta, we said that once we know one place, that covers us for all of Shas. So once I have one makra that Gavoya and Nachri are memuyit from Risa Sechem, that tells me all of Shas. Suppose the Kasha, why over here don't you need two psukim? Why does Lecha knock it out? Because we know that Lecha knocks out everything. How do we know it from Chala? Why by Chala you need two psukim? There's one place in the Torah where the Torah was Megala that Lecha is not Nachri, not Gavoya, and from Chala, from Chala we learn out the Chometz. What's the Teretz face saying? What was the kasha? Why over there do I need two psukim over here one? The answer is over there. I learn out to here. From there I learn out to here that you don't need the asai nochri, asai gavoya. So now I know b'chala toira kula that when it says l'cha, it means l'cha absolutely, not a nochri, not a gavoya. Pasep is over there. I need two psukim. From there I learn out to here. Once I have two psukim by chala, I learn out the chometz that it includes nochri and gavoya as I state in Tosfos. So we have an astounding Tosfos. What does Tosfos say at the end of the day? I'll ask you, and how do you know that the Lachov Chometz is Ramayit, Sayyid Goy, Sayyid Govoya? How do I know? I learn from Chala. Bechala, there's two psukim. Once the Torah was Megala, two psukim, Bechala, I can learn out to all over wherever it says Lachov, Lachov, Naksapol. Vash Dein Tosfos. Dein Tosfos, I want to say over what Tosfos says. You know what Tosfos is saying? Does Adam Chapa Tosfos is saying? An earthquake. Listen to what Tosfos is saying. When it says Lachov, Torah says it has to be yours. I say, maybe Nochri, maybe Gavoya. Who says both? I need a limud. Where do I learn it out from? From Chala! Nochri knocked out. Gavoya knocked out. So I know that. So Chala teaches me what Lecha means by Chometz. If we'd say Lecha by Chometz, I wouldn't know Nochri and Gavoya. I would say maybe Nochri. I would say maybe Gavoya. But now that it says by Chala, it's like to knock out both. So now we can learn out to all over that whenever it says l'cha, we know what l'cha means. So I went to a Rav Asher when I was a bacher. I remember I was astounded. He said, I don't understand. You're learning out from chala what l'cha means? Didn't the Shagas Aryeh say that there's no din of l'cha by chala? Why by chala is a goy potter, said the Shagas Aryeh? Because a goy is potter. Why is hegdish potter? Because hegdish is potter. There's no din of l'cha. Effective Usher, I have a 10,000 times more better kasha than the Shagas. Yes, what he's asking is no raya. I understand you. What kasha? Tosfos in the end says that the makor to lecha, what lecha means by chametz, is learned out of chala. Since by chala we see that lecha, arisa sechem, naksa kovoya, naksa nochri, now I know what it means. I understand, he's already talking about. It's a gilu to what lecha means. I understand. The Shagas said that by chametz this is din of lecha. And over there, there's no din of lecha. So why over there is Nachri potter? Because Nachri is potter. Because there's a cost of Koyish and Doris potter. Why over there is a Gavoya potter? Because Hekdish is potter. So over here, there's a din of lecha. Afazoy vayt that you need a pasuk to knock out Nachri and Gavoya. Where do you have a raya from? Chala. Chala teaches you what's called lecha. You just told me there's no din of lecha by Chala. So how can you learn out what lecha means by Chometz? It's from Chala. If the Teretz is, then if I have a Zat Tosfos who says that from Chala I define what's called Lecha, steep to the heart of the sugya, that Avada there's a din of Lecha by Chala. Avada is a din of Lecha by Chala. And there was a Shaila, what does Lecha mean? Lecha lafuke what? What happens if it's a Nachri? Maybe that's called Lecha. Maybe Lecha is only Memayit Gavoya. Or ultimately, maybe Lecha is only Memayit Nachri. I need to psukim. Once I have to psukim, that tells me all over what Lecha means. First of all, that's MS Lamitei. That means in this end of Tosfos, where Tosfos says, I have a teretz to Rav Yankov, the Alliance Kasha, ended the whole Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh stelled on the previous Tosis. What was Tosis' kasha from Chalav? The Shagas Aryeh asked, what was Tosis' kasha from Chalav? Rav Asher said, I have a 10,000 times better kasha. What kasha from Chalav? Tosis says, we learn out of Chalav what Lecha means. We learn out of Chalav that Lecha means not Nochri and not Gavoya. What are you learning out of Chalav what Lecha means? There's no din of Lecha over there. Over there, there's exactly a cause of that. Goyi Shechal is Potter, not because it's not Lecha. There's no din of Lecha, that Shagas Aryeh said, right? Over there, Hekdesh, the Gechalza, there's no din of Lecha. You know, it doesn't have to be yours. Hello, the Shagas Aryeh Tainit, the Chayim, and somebody else's Issa, correct? The Shagas Aryeh Tainit. So why is Nachri Potter? Because it's Goyish. And why is Gavoya Potter? Because it's the Chamed. Bacham is the din of Lecha. It has to be yours. So how can you go learn out from there? What's called Lecha? Elmai state that we learn out from Chalav to Chamed, what defines Lecha? Aleph. One second. That's Aleph. Beis. Now we're going to start the Pnimius. So Tak, I want to go back now to Kasha number one. After I have a Mefurash Taisus who says that we have a Yafusa, what's called Lecha, Vash state in this Taisus. So we're going to have to put the Kasha Shagasayas on the side. Because Taisus said that when he says Lecha, I don't know what Lecha means. Maybe it could be a Goyis, maybe it could be a Akum. Perzok. I need a Yafusa, I need two Psukim, I need two Lechas. I need two Avisa Sechems. Then once I know from there, then I could, it's a Gilui. Then when the Taisus says Lecha, Lecha means absolute Lecha. I want to explain. The Bi'ah Dvar was like this. Take, for example, let's say by Chala, or by... Well, do by Chometz, okay? Because it says before in Taisus, Sayin Taisus Kasha, Rabbi Yankov before, and Sayin Taisus Teretz now, that if I would say only one Lecha, and I wouldn't have a Dima from Chala, I would say it doesn't have to be yours. For example, I would say that if it was only one Lecha, or one Arisa Sechem, I'd be my only Gavoya. Do you know what that would mean? That would mean that if Goyish Chometz is Chayav Bayra, it doesn't have to be mine. It says Lecha. Lecha means Lafuki Gavoya. Or maybe Lecha means Lafuki Nochri. Not Gavoya, not. I wouldn't know both. Fekesh Akasha, answer. What do you mean you don't know both? It says Lecha, it has to be yours. So I want to refer Rav Asher, he explained, and this is the only way to understand this unusual taste of this pshat like this. That means what I'm showing you is that we have a parallel between Chometz and Chalav. In both places, I need a pasuk to tell me that Lecha means Mamish Lecha. If I would only have one lecha, I would say, maybe it's coming lafuki gavoya, but it doesn't have to be yours. As long as it's not hektish. Be your husband. Tarek says, don't have chometz by you. Lo yiru al lecha, you shouldn't have chometz by you. Yesh lachkor, what does lecha mean? Lecha means I might have to own it? Lecha means, I shouldn't have chometz by me. It says the word lecha. Maybe lecha is coming to your mayit, gavoya. Now you're asking me, why gavoya more than somebody else's chometz? I'll tell you why. Gavoya is bechlal, it doesn't belong to a human being. It belongs to a kodesh baruch hu. That's off the charts. It's out of range. Le'erol ha-chometz means that don't hold chometz by you. What's called chometz? I'll say it in fancy English. Civilian held chometz. Chometz is the thing. You'll tell me. First episode. What do you mean? We see by Chalav that it says that we say sechem, and there was a havamina. I'm going to say very bluntly. It says that we say sechem by Chalav. If we'd only say one of we say sechem, I would say lafuki gavoya. I wouldn't know lafuki gavoya chometz. What do you mean, Gaisha Chometz is called Arisa Sechem? Yeah, that's called your dough. It's called your dough. It's the felt stone. It's your dough. It has to be my dough. I have to own it. It has to be my vitals on it. I call me a Kaddish lady with it. Who told you that's what Arisa Sechem means? Arisa Sechem means dough that has shaykhus to you. It's in your world. Gavoya is not my world. It's off the charts. It's up in Shemayim. It's a Himmelsach. You hit it something on? Yeah. We just got one. He said it's a big stretch. Any else? It says by Chala and by Chometz, we have a Tosfos who says that by Chala and by Chometz, if we would say one Arisa Sechem or one Lecha, I would say Gavoya not. Everything else is called Lecha. It's called yours. You're asking me, what do you mean? So then he has to start to get used, like Rabbi Hertzberg, and momentarily he's getting used to the idea, what we're calling the stretch shot. That Lecha doesn't mean it's yours. Lecha means, it's Hashachas to you. Don't have Chavetz. Your dough. I have to own the dough? Gavoya, I don't know. It's out of reach. By the way, I once heard for a Rabbi Hertzberg, he said, and what about the other way around? Maybe it was... So one pasuk is coming to my gavoya. If I only have one pasuk, I would say gavoya. Gavoya's up. I need another pasuk to my nachri. Another pasuk to my nachri. Now, what's nachri mean? Nachri means we had some mitzvah. By the way, I once heard from Rosh, he wanted a taina, that Nachri, which is a code name for somebody else's chametz, the word Nachri means somebody else's chametz, okay? Somebody else's challah, somebody else's dough. By chametz, it's Nachri's lav dafka. Nachri is also Yisrael's. By challah, it's dafka and Nachri. We'll talk about some why. That was yesterday's kash. We'll get to it. He said, Moshal, I could hear it sad. Nachri didn't say this. I could hear it sad, the Moshal, that if we say only one lachah, maybe I'll agree on to Nachri. Why is Hekdish closer to being mine? By the way, Hekdish has a mile and a chisaron. The chisaron of Hekdish is that it's out of reach. But Hekdish also has a mile. What's the mile of Hekdish? I could be paided. I could be paided. Not doesn't though. I could be paided. So, right? I can go be paided from Hekdish. Yeah? I can go be paided. But I can't do it against his will. But the pigeon I could do. So it's within reach. It's called Ephes mine. So there's two types of things which are not lecha. You have something which is not lecha because it's Hekdish, it's a different plane. You have something which is not lecha because it's not mine. I don't own it. Maybe Hekdish is better because it's more within reach. So there's no question about it that if it would say one lecha, who told you lecha means you have to own it? Who told you lecha means you have to own it? Who says what lecha means? Who says what lecha means? Well, you have to own it. Lecha means it's yours. If Shech is to it. Don't hold chametz. You're a dough. What's what you're a dough? Dough that's around. Kavai is not called a risa sechem. It's not called your dough. It's an Eibishter's dough. Anything else which is not the Eibish, it's called your dough. Your means I have to own it. Comes along another pasuk and says, no, you have to own it. No, you have to own it. Tavisa sechem and fulacha, you have to own it. It's not enough that it's closer to you than to the Eibish. That's the pshat, first of all, in general. That's mefurish in Taisis, not like the Shagas Aryeh. It's mefurish in Taisis that there's a din lecha by chametz, and it's mefurish that there's a din lecha by challah. And inside the din of lecha, it wasn't clear. What does lecha mean? What does Arisa Seichem mean? Lecha means you own it. Lecha means it's a shaykhus to you. Goodbye, it doesn't have shaykhus to me. So I need two psukim, and once I have two psukim, which is megala that lecha is serious business, lecha means lecha. Lecha ki lecha. So then I can learn enough to call Torah Kula. Whenever it says Torah Lecha, the Torah means serious business. Okay? That's the pshat here. Now, that's it. If you'll ask me and say, one second. You'll ask me and say, it's mochruch from this taisis at the end that challah and chametz are identical, where they both have a din of Lecha. And in the level of Lecha, there are different levels of what's called yours. So you'll ask me, so it's very strange. Why taka my challah and my chayiv on somebody else's dough? If there's a din of lecha in both places and they're both identical, atke dekach that Tosis says that we learn out one from the other a givui in lecha. What do Tosis learn out from challah to chametz? What's called lecha? What's his yours? Yours means you own it. Yours means you have it. Yours means you have shaychus to it. Yours means it's epis shaychus to your world. Gavaya. So what's a kavshat? Why taka by challah and my chayim on somebody else's chametz? You tell me it's all din of lecha. Now we said yesterday that by challah this is din of lecha. Of course it's din of lecha. But the lecha is not the lecha of the one. I'm going to say much clearer than yesterday, which answers all the questions a lot of you asked me tonight. The answer is that the lecha of challah is exactly like the lecha of chametz. Just the lecha of challah is not lecha for the one who's taking off the challah, mafresh the challah. The lecha is the one who owns the dough, because the dinim of challah start in the dough. That's all. That's the answer. The answer is there's a din of lecha by challah, and there's a din of lecha by chametz. And we learn out the gedorim of lecha from challah to chametz. You'll ask me and say, I lamaisa, you have to be mafresh challah on dough that's not yours. The answer is narishkeit. Of course there's a din lecha by challah. Just the lecha by challah is not the lecha of the one who's doing that farshas challah. It's the lecha of one who owns the dough. You'll ask me, and what do I care about who owns the dough? The answer is because the dinim of challah are nikva lefi the dough, whether this dough is tevel or not. And the criteria about whether or not the dough is tevel is whether the dough has a bialim or not, whether the dough is a lecha de kadoh. But other than that, all the rules are identically the same. There's a din of lecha by chametz, and this din of lecha by dough, they're exactly the same. Just the question is, klapi who? Klapi the owner of the dough, or klapi the one who's being argued by Rabbi Matze? And that's the answer to your question, Rebo, from last night. Okay? Is that clear? What? Good. If he's there, I want to tell you a dover nifla la mita shotera, which is mamish, it's simchas teira. In the middle of Sivan. There's another one, Nifla. The Tzlach, and the Chavtas Meralf asks a famous kasha that shook the world. Mishnah says, and the Chavtas Meralf, listen to that kasha of the Tzlach. I said it over quickly the other day, but now we're gonna hatif on it. It's the Mishnah said, listen to a kasha of the Tzlach. I'm going to show you Dvorim, Neiroim, Vinifloim. Mishnah says, Chochesim and Aleph, the Chometz of Nochri, the Avril HaPesach, is Mutatit. Chometz of a Pesach, Chometz of a Goy that was over Al HaPesach, you're allowed to eat it. That means, if a Goy owned macaroni on Pesach, okay? You're allowed to eat after Pesach. Chometz shall Nochri, shall Avril HaPesach, you're allowed to eat. Ferg di Gomorrah, on the bottom of Chochesim and Beis, is a shito. Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk that all chametz she'over olav ha-pesach is asur. How could the Mishnah say that chametz of a goy she'over pesach is mutter? There's a pasuk. Pasuk says chametz is over olav ha-pesach, all chametz is mutter. So the Mishnah of Kasha. The Mishnah says in Chof Chesem Adal that chametz of a goy that was over pesach, right? Right? Yeah, you go to a goyish store, shop, right? And they have macaroni there. You're not a boy of the Mishnah. It's over a Pesach. It's Goyish. Mission. The mission. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda learns out of a Pasuk that all Chomashov is the Raisa. We don't pass him like him. We pass him that Chomashov Pesach is the Rabbanon. But he has a Pasuk. Chomashov, he brings three Pesachim, one for before Pesach, one for during Pesach, one for after Pesach. After the Gemara, Avada, Chomashov over a Pesach is also. It's a Pasuk. So why is Goyish Chomashov a lot mutter after Pesach? Says the Gemara, Omer Bachaber Yankiv. We have a Hekish. We have a Zereshav, excuse me. So or a Sor from Bai Rabbi Matze. Goyish HaChometz is Mutter Bai Rabbi Matze, right? So Goyish HaChometz is Mutter in Chometz Rav HaPesach. And then Rashi drops a bomb. He's telling me that there's a Hekish between Bai Yiro and Achilo. So it's not only after Pesach, it's during Pesach. According to Bachar Yankiv, you're allowed to eat Goyish Chametz on Pesach. Not just after Pesach. Why did the Mishnah say after Pesach is Lav Dafka? There's a Mishnah on the Gemara on Daf Chavtas Meralf that says that there's a Hekish that says that whatever Chametz you're not allowed to have by your raw for, you're not allowed to eat. Chametz that you have by your raw, you're allowed to eat. And Rashi says, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. It means you can go ahead into a goyish store, chametz that belongs to a goy, and eat. Bikula, you learned now. Bikula. The Gemara slugs up Rabbi Chaim Yankel. The Gemara brings down later on that Rabbi Chaim Yankel was chayzer. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Chaim Yankel was chayzer. But the Gemara is a half a mina. The Rabbi Chaim Yankel, what a heckish. Gladi, how is it based? Why? Because whatever you're not over by your rabbi, what's it, you know? So I understand. Are you allowed, according to that, so that's my question. By your rabbi, what's it, if it's Hefker, I'm not over. If it's another Yid, I'm not over. If it's a Goyiz, I'm not over. Am I allowed to eat Yiddish Chametz that's not mine on Pesach? Yes or no? So I have a question. According to this heckish that says that you're allowed to eat Goyish Chametz on Pesach because you're not over by your rabbi, what should be with Jewish Chametz? Hello, most Rishonim say that you're not over by your own matzah and another Jew's chametz. So according to the Hekish, you're allowed to eat it. How do I know it's not true? How do I know? Maybe you'll say maybe not. Maybe you're only not allowed to eat your own chametz. How do I know it's not true? What? How do I know? No. How do I know? How do I know it's not true? Maybe not. Maybe according to Rabbi Chava Yankov that makes a Hekish from by your own tachila. Maybe you're allowed to eat Jewish chametz that doesn't belong to you. The same way you're not over by your own matzah. I'm allowed to have it in my house. I'm allowed to eat it. He says he makes a Hekish. No. How do I know Pasuk first it's not true? Because the Mishnah says, Chometz shall nachri she'ava Pesach. The Gemara is coming to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're allowed to eat Goyish Chometz. And why you're allowed to eat Goyish Chometz? Because it's Hukesh to Ba'ira. Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to eat Jewish Chometz? Why dafka Goyish Chometz? So it's mefurish in the Gemara that this Hekesh which says that whatever you're not allowed to Ba'ira and you're allowed to eat is only where? By Goyish Chometz. So to the first Gemara, that you're not allowed to eat Jewish chametz. Why are you not allowed to eat Jewish chametz? I'm not over on Jewish chametz by Rav Matzah. It's a force of Mishnah. Even after Rav Acha Yankov said a hekesh from Bayerot Achila, Atkidei Kach, he said you're allowed to go eat a goy's chametz on Pesach, says Rashi, but not a Jew's chametz. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't eat a Jew's chametz. Why not? Have a hekesh. You're not over by a Jew. You're not over. You're allowed to eat it. He says the tzlach, it's a raya to the goyin's pshat in Rashi that there's Bayerot Bayimotze on another Jew's chametz. It's a Gemara, says the Tzlach, that's a raya to the Rashi of the Goyim, that a person is over by Yerah, by Motze, on another Jew's chametz. You heard the Mesa? It's a raya that a person is over on another Jew's chametz. Since you're over by Yerah, by Motze, on another Jew's chametz, you're not allowed to eat it. Says the Tzlach, I have a Mefurash Gemara that says, have a Mefurash Gemara that says that you are not allowed to hold on to another Jew's chametz. You're over by your own. I want to say another Jew's chametz. Because even like the tzad, that whatever is mutter and by your own, you're allowed to eat, that's only Goyish chametz, not Jewish chametz. Shteita, that Jewish chametz is also. So, right to Rashi? You are over by your own, therefore you're not allowed to eat. As they said, Mefurash Gemara. It's Mefurash Gemara. It's Mefurash Gemara. There's two things. That's almost a blue idea. Shteita, that if a guy has another Jew's chametz in his house, he's over by Rabbi Matzah. Therefore, you can't eat it. Kaddish chametz. That's all. 1 second. So I want to say a davar nifla. I'll stop here. So first of all, we already raised the stakes. We have a Gemara like Rashi. Gemara. Right, this is very serious business. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a hekesh by Yerot Achila, you can't eat Jewish chametz. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says chametz shal nachri. Now, I want to say a dover nifla l'amita shal Torah. L'fi this Gemara, I've arrived to everything I said the last few days. I'm going step by step now. Watch. The Gemara had a havamina. There's an issue to eat chametz. The Gemara had a havamina. You're allowed to eat goyish chametz. Even on Yom Tov, because I'm not everybody wrong what's it. Have a fascinating shiloh. That you're allowed to eat goyish chametz, that's a mir in the gavra or a mir in the chefza? I'll explain. Mitzad the avera of eating chametz is the difference if it's Jewish chametz or goyish chametz. By yiro, I can say that if it's not yours, you didn't hold the chametz. But by eating, I can say that if it's Jewish chametz, I didn't eat the chametz. Chas v'sholom. So if I have a din, that you're allowed to eat goyish chametz. Why? Because you weren't over the avera of eating. By your own, I can say that when it's not my chametz, I didn't do that avera, because it's not mine. That's not called their own chametz, not called their half chametz. What do you mean by achila? A guy ate chametz. He has the molecules of chametz in his mouth. So that avera you did. So what's the reason why you'd be putter on a goyish chametz? Because the chefza is not, this is not the chametz that the Torah spoke about. That's the davar pasha, right? So the miut of goyish chametz by the avera of achilas chametz will not be in the maisa avera. You're not going to go tell me, oh, I didn't do the maisa avera. It's on the maisa avera, you ate chametz. It's irrelevant whether the chametz carries a yiddish passport or a goyish passport. Who cares? The Torah is, it's which type of chametz did the Torah say you're not allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat Jewish chametz, but you're allowed to eat goyish chametz. But it's not a problem in the maisa avera, it's a problem in the chefza. Which chametz is usur to eat? That's the proposal. We have in front of us a yediyah neira, that the mir of goy is in the chefza, it's not in the gavra. That means goyish chametz and yiddish chametz doesn't make the slightest difference. Klapi the ma'isa achila, klapi the ma'isa aver of achila makes a difference if it's goyish chametz and yiddish chametz. It's less of an achilas chametz. Chas v'shalom. You have less of a yachas to it because it's goyish yiddish. It's not about yachas like the Gemara says. It's about eating. You eat chametz. The Torah says, but it's the wrong type of chametz. That's what we call chefza. Chefza means it's the wrong type of chametz. Zogich. Watch what I'm going to say now. Rashi had a raya from Chavtes, not just that Yiddish chametz is mutter in Bal Yirah, is aser in Bal Yirah. Rashi didn't just have a raya from Chavtes that Yiddish chametz is aser in Bal Yirah, because you're not allowed to eat. He had a raya that the Yafusa is Chefza to Chefza. We learn out which chametz are you over Bal Yirah on, which chametz are you allowed to eat. It's a part in which chametz. The same way by matzah, the same way by eating chametz, nobody in the right mind is going to say that to me it is, well, you didn't do the avera because it's goyish chametz. Why did I do the avera? I didn't eat it. I didn't eat chametz. The Torah says it's not the chametz which has the avera on it. is likewise a Bayirah. What's the gather that you're potter? It's not the chametz that the Torah said you're over on. So it's not a problem that when you don't own it, you're not doing the Maisa Avera. It's chafsa to chafsa. The same way, listen to the beauty, the same chametz which is excluded from the Avera of Bayirah, that same chametz is excluded from the Avera of Achila. Now by Achila, I can't have a Chakira. I can't have a chakira by what's the problem with it's a goy. Is the problem because it's not mine, or the problem is because it's the wrong type of chametz? I can't have a chakira, okay? I can't have a chakira over there. Whether the problem is in the maisa vera. By bayira, I can have a chakira. Is the chisaron because I don't have the chametz? Or the chisaron is it's the wrong type of chametz? By eating, I can't have such a chakira. By eating, it has to be a chisaron in the chafsa, because that vera is that vera. The vera is you're eating it. The Torah says, the miyot is, that this is the wrong type of chametz. This is not the chametz that you have the aveira for. It's by bayira also. It's chafsa to chafsa. Which type of chametz did the Torah say? Bayira. Which type of chametz did the Torah say? Achila, says the Mishnah over there. Goyish a chametz? Not. Yehagdish? Not. Yiddish a chametz is the type of chametz that you're not allowed to eat. Yiddish a chametz is the type of chametz you're responsible by bayira. Yid, I'll say it's sharper. Yiddish a chametz is wasser. Goyish a chametz is mutter. So the problem of the Goyish HaChametz is not because, oh, I don't have it, because it's not mine. That's not the problem by Achila. You ever just said? The problem of Goyish HaChametz is not because I don't own it, so it's not by me. That's not the problem by Achila. By Achila, you're not going to get away with that. The word is, it's not the right HaChametz. I'll say it very bluntly. Goyish HaChametz is not also. The Torah didn't ask for Goyish HaChametz. That's what I mean the last 2 days, that according to Rashi, it's Chefsa. And therefore Rashi learns that L'cha means L'yirol L'cha, means that you're responsible for making sure that the chametz is l'cha dikka chametz. The same way by achilas chametz, it's l'cha dikka. What do you do over there? What do you tell me over there by eating chametz? when it's goyish chametz, it's not mine, I don't own it, and who cares if you own it or not? I need to own it in order to be chayav achila. I'm only chayav on chametz I own, that makes sense? That contributes to the ma'isa avera. By yira, the owning it contributes to the ma'isa avera. By achila, the owning it contributes to the ma'isa avera. Chas v'shalom. The teretz is, it's the wrong type of chametz. I'm saying it bluntly. Chametz of a goy, it's not also. Chametz of a goy, chametz of a yid, it's also. So what does l'cha mean by yira? The same thing. It's l'cha dik chametz. It's chametz that's owned by a yid. That type of chametz is also for me. Goy chametz is not also. And therefore, I'm allowed to eat it. What about yiddish chametz? You can't eat it. Because you're over by yira on it. That's niflumot. So according to Rashi, there's no din b'chal by bayira, and I'll say it bluntly, that you need to own the chametz. You don't need to own the chametz. You don't need to own the chametz. There's no din, according to Rashi, that you need to own the chametz. There's no din you need to own the chametz. The same way that by achilas chametz, there's no din you need to own the chametz. It's a din in l'chot dikka chametz. Yisrael dikka chametz. It has to be Yisrael dikka chametz. That's owned by somebody. That's owned by a yid. And by achilo, you learn out. The same rule applies. That's the Fulmer. So I proved two things from that Gemara Haftas. First of all, I proved unequivocally that Bayirah is also in Jewish Chametz, because you're not allowed to eat Jewish Chametz. A. And B, I proved the concept called Chefza. And like Rashi, it's Niflamoy. The Limud is Chefza to Chefza. What is called Aser Dikka Chametz? It's Mefurash Gemara. It's Mefurash Gemara. That's the Pashas in that Gemara. That A, Jewish Chametz is Aser to eat. B, Jewish chametz is usher in Bayirah, even though it's not mine. And three, the gether is a gether of chefza to chefza. We're talking about which type of chametz. We're not talking about doing the ma'isa vera, because doing the ma'isa vera, what's that price? Yeah, doing the ma'isa vera is no shaykh b'chal to whether I own it or not. Oh. Hey, Bazei, if that's true, if the slach found for us a gemara on daf chof tesum at Aleph, 1 second. If that's true, if the tzlach found for us in Chavtas and Aleph, a Mufurish Gemara, like Rashi, that learned that Achila from where? From Bayirah. And Achila is only mutter by a goy, not by a yid. Is a raya muchachas like Rashi, that Bayirah only applies to goy, not to yid. And it doesn't have to be yours. And it's a din in the Chavtza. It's a din of which chametz is usher in the Isur of Pesach. So we have a catastrophe. But half of the other Rishonim, the Ran, Rabbeinu David, and that whole school, they hold, they not everyone's chametz of another yid. So the Gemara Chavtas Maral is a catastrophe. The Gemara Chavtas Maral says that you make a hekesh from Bayirah to wear Tachila, and you're allowed to eat Goyish chametz. Why? Because you're not over Bayirah and Goyish chametz. But I'm not over Bayirah and Goyish chametz either. So why am I not allowed to eat it? Why does it say chametz HaShanachri? That's the catastrophic kasha on the Rishonim. All the Rishonim will hold. That what? that you're over, you're not over by your own, not on Chamtza Sheisrael, not Chamtza Sheakim, it has to be yours. So why did the Gemara, which made a hekesh from by your own, to where? Tachilo, speak only about Goy, it's a Mishnah. What do you mean? You're allowed to eat. You're only not allowed to eat your own chametz. You're allowed to eat Jewish chametz. What do you do? It's a Forsha Gemara. The Gemara says Mufurish that whatever is mutter in Bal Yira is mutter in Achila, but you're only mutter in Goy, not in Yid. Vadov Apella? I once heard for a washer. He said, Adov a Nifla Vinaira. Adir. This is what he said. He said, that it's true that when there's a lecho by achilo, lecho zavad in mechefza. Because when you talk about eating chametz, I couldn't care less whether it's a Jew's or a goy's. It's at a maisa aveira. So for sure the lecho is coming to my which chametz, correct? But he said it was pasha to all the rishonim that the din of lecho by yiro is the din of the gavra. It was pasha that the din of lecho is the din of the gavra. It was poshut that the din of lecho is the din of the gavra. Lecho means that in order to be over by yiro by motzei, it has to be your chametz. Otherwise, it's not called you're holding it. Mele said Rav Asher. There's a din of lecho in both places, and lecho means you have to own it. Lecho means it has to be privately owned. Just when we talk about Bayiro, privately owned means owned by who? When we talk about Bayiro, privately owned means by who? By the guy being over. That's he privately owned by the guy being over. By Matzah, what does privately owned mean? By Matzah, what is privately owned? Privately owned by who? By the guy eating it? It has meaning that the guy is eating it privately owned. Privately owned means by who? The one who owns the chametz. Where do we see such a concept that privately owned goes busted the chefza and not busted the gavra? Where do we see such a concept that privately owned goes busted the chefza and not busted the gavra? By challah. We saw by challah that challah is avisei seichem, and we go busted the one who owns the dough, not the one who's being mafresh the challah. The mela said Rav Asher, to his where it kicked in, the big machlekes, what's the gather of lecho by where? By Bal Yiroi. Rashi learned that the gather of lecho by Bal Yiroi is the same gather as lecho by Achilas Chametz. And that's in the chefza of what type of chametz I have. So therefore, we look at the state of the chametz. We don't look at the state of the one who's being over. And we look, kloppy, the chametz, is the chametz privately owned? And is the chametz owned or not? Says Rashi, it's owned by Yisrael. It's privately owned. Exactly like who said? Exactly like the Mekor Chaim said yesterday by Challah, that even though it's stolen, but the dough belongs to who? But the dough belongs to somebody. Says Rashi, it's Maridik. If I look at the Chefza, so Sabe Achila, Jewish Chometz is privately owned, you can't eat it. By Bal Yiroa, I look at the Chefza, the Jewish Chometz is privately owned, you can't hold it. But Tosfos learned that the Lecha of Bal Yiroa is not a din in the Chefza of the Chometz, it's a din in the Maisa Vera, it has to be yours. Who's yours? So you'll ask me, how can you make a Hekesh Gzera Shava from where? From Bal Yiroa to where? How can you make a Gzera Shava from Bal Yiroa to where? Tachilo. Achilo, the Lecho is a din in the Chefza, and by Bal Yiroa, the Lecho is a din in the what? In the Gavra. Why not? There's a Gzera Shava. The Gzera Shava transfers the din of Lecho. Just by Bal Yiroa, the Lecho is in the Gavra, the Maisa Vera. Therefore, it has to be privately owned by the guy who's holding the Chametz. And by the Achilo, it has to be in the Chefza of the Chametz. Not the one who's eating it, but the one who owns the Chametz. But in Achanami, the din of Lecho is in both places. The Mela, Avada and Avada, by Bal Yiroa, by Motze, if it's Chametz of another Yisrael, it's not called Lecho, because Lecho means privately owned by me. By Achilo, you're not allowed to eat it even though it's not privately owned by you. It's not privately owned by you, but it's privately owned by the owner. It's not privately you by the eater, but it's owned by the owner. And all I care about by Achila is who does the Chefza belong to, not who the Gavra is doing it. Exactly like we found where by Chala. It comes out. That we spoke about four cases. By Matzah, the din of Lecho is on who? On the Gavra, the one who's eating it. Has to be the one who owns it, is the one who's eating it. The matzah has to belong to him. Challah we spoke about is defined by what? Not the one who's being mafresh the challah, the one who owns the dough. Bal Yiroa, hold on, achila of chametz, for sure it doesn't depend on the eichel. For sure it depends on the what? on the chametz. And by Yiroa, we have a Chakira. Is the Chol by Yiroa, then in the Maisa Vera, because if you don't own it, and you're not over the Maisa Vera, then I go Basar you. Or it's then in the Chefsa, in which case I go Basar the owner of the chametz, exactly like by the Achila, exactly like by the Dol. That's the picture of this fascinating thing. Now listen carefully. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, B'Shot Tov U'Mitzlachas. We're starting the hardest sugya of this man. It's a Shas sugya. The famous sugya of Dovar Goyim L'Momen. I'm going to say Divrei Psicha tomorrow. Follow the Marmor Premise carefully tomorrow. Learn the Gemara well a few times. The Gemara itself is a very, very complicated Gemara. And then we're going to spread out all over Shas and Mitzvah Shem to see what this thing is. Tonight, Mitzvah Shem will be...